All right, everyone. When it comes to motivating employees, we must talk about two important techniques: job enrichment and job enlargement. Both are job design techniques used by companies to motivate employees. However, it is generally believed that job enrichment is a better way to motivate employees. To understand this, we need to first understand what these techniques are and their differences. So, first, let's talk about job enrichment. Job enrichment is a way to motivate employees by redesigning their jobs so that they are more challenging and varied for the employee, and so that the work is less repetitive. Job enrichment is also called vertical job loading. This concept is based on a business article by psychologist Frederick Herzberg titled, One More Time, How Do You Motivate Employees? You see, the concept is like this. Many employers traditionally believe that money was the only true motivating factor for their employees, and that if you wanted to get more work out of them, offering more money was the only way to do it. While that may be true for a small group of people, the majority of workers today like to work and be appreciated for the work they do. The idea of job enrichment is exactly like that. It taps into the natural desire of employees wanting to do a good job and wanting to be appreciated for their contributions to the company. On the other hand, job enlargement does not make the job more challenging. Instead, it adds the same type of activities or tasks to the existing job and increases the scope of the job. Because this technique adds tasks to the job on the same level, we also call job enlargement horizontal job loading. So, unlike job enrichment, job enlargement contradicts human nature because people tend to feel bored when doing repetitive work. In many cases, employees end up being frustrated because increased activities do not result in increased salaries.